The Warriors fire out of the gates in Game 4 in Portland, building a 28-point first quarter lead and riding the wave to complete the sweep of the Trail Blazers. All starters hitting the double-digit mark in the scoring column. A complete team effort in the 128-103 win. And now the winner of the Clippers-Jazz series will face the Warriors in the Western Conference semifinals. Here's Coach Brown in the postgame.
It was unbelievable. Our guys were locked in on both ends of the floor. And you know, I wish I can say, you know, this one thing or that one thing was really good, but everything that we tried to do it at a high level, and it worked. Our guys, give them a lot of credit for coming in with the focus that they did. It was fun to watch, fun to be a part of.
Marcus Thompson, Barry News Group. So one, was that because of you? Did you? what do you think it was? Was it they made shots early? Was it the defense? Why did it click so much?
I tell you, I don't know if I've ever been around a group like this. You know, I've said it before. Steve, he's done a fantastic job, not a great job, but a fantastic job of laying the foundation here on both sides of the floor culturally. And, you know, our guys appreciate the ownership that they have. And they were just locked in. They were focused. And that's what they're more than capable of doing. Now, to sustain that for 48 minutes in the NBA is tough, you know, because everybody's good and everybody's going to go on a run. But our group, if there's any group out here, they're capable of doing that because of who they are and the foundation that Steve has laid.
Anthony Slater, Barry News Group. Were you watching Kevin closely in those first few minutes, and when he had the big block or the dunk, were you like, okay, you know, the calf is where we want it to be?
Yeah, and not just that, but just how he was running, how he was changing directions, his pace, so on and so forth, of stopping and going. You know, we just wanted to make sure that he was going to be okay, and he's done a great job communicating with our training staff, and so, you know, They definitely were watching him the whole night and communicating back and forth with him.
Connor Letourneau, San Francisco Chronicle. Mike, what was going through your mind in that sequence where McGee hammered home the alley-oop over Fonley?
Andre, it was kind of funny because Andre was kind of like right in front of me, and he turned around and he was so like hyped, and I think he was looking for somebody to, you know, to give him five. And I wanted to so bad just jump up and give him five and start dancing or something like that, because I got excited too. I was like, "Your coach, play it cool." So I just sat there, but it was a phenomenal play. I mean, I thought there was no chance for that to happen.
Ethan Strauss, ESPN. You had an extended conversation with Kevin when he checked out. Was that about him wanting to play more? What was the nature of that conversation?
No, you know, again, I hate to keep saying this, but it's the truth. Another thing that Steve does well, he communicates with the guys. And so I was just telling Kevin where my thought process was for him for the rest of the game. And, I mean, he was good with it. He was basically just listening, and we kind of went from there, but nothing more than that.
Marcus Thompson, Barry News Group. Do you think there's anything about, you know, in that locker room where they want to show with Durant, like they can play? I know there's been talk about Durant maybe, you know, stunting Steph Curry, or maybe the chemistry isn't there. Do you think they wanted to prove that with Durant? They're phenomenal.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I don't know. They don't talk about that out loud, possibly. But I'm knowing that group, they just want to do it the right way. You know, no matter who's on the floor. And it seems like throughout the course of the year, when we've had guys that are injured or whatever, we've had somebody else step up, and it seemed like it's been different guys stepping up at different times. So I think more than anything else, you know, when you give a group like that, you know, ownership of the process, they just want to do things the right way no matter who's on the floor.
Bonnie Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Mike, sometimes before a game, you can get a feel for where a team is headed before the game, just sort of a vibe in the locker room. What did you sense before this game, before you guys left the locker room today?
I was talking to somebody about that earlier today, and you know, in the past, you kind of read your team and you feel if your team is serious and they're kind of walking around locked in, focused or whatever. You have a good shoot around, nice. Everybody got nice sweats. You're like, you know what, we might have one tonight. This team's just on a different level. I mean, they could be loose. They can crack jokes before the game. They can crack jokes during shoot around, you know, with one another, about one another, and go out and do that. You know, so I think the biggest thing is just whatever is happening at that particular time in the locker room before the game, just enjoy the moment, understand what our jobs are, and go out and try to do them. But in terms of trying to read these guys, at least I know I can't. Steve may be able to, but I can't.
Anthony Slater, Barry News Group. You guys are obviously playing well, but you know how nicked up you guys are, some of the guys on the team, even obviously what's going on with Steve. Will this week that you guys just got yourself up rest be good for this team?
Yes, and you know, in the past, I've been in this situation before as a head coach, and you know, certain teams and certain guys, you worry about having this much time off. But I truly believe it's good for this group. So for us to be able to come in here this weekend and close the series out in four games, knowing that the other series is at 2-2, I think can be beneficial for our group going forward.